Okay, today's daf is Shabbos, daf Kuf Yud, and on Kuf Yud Amaveis, the Gemara talks about the Isser of Sirus, the Isser of Sirus of castration, because the Gemara, the Mishnah I mentioned earlier, that a person is allowed to take certain liquids and drink certain liquids on Shabbos that are medicinal, even if he's taking it l'shem refuah, even though there's a gzeira of shchikas samamanim, we're taking medicine on Shabbos, as long as it doesn't look like refuah, as long as machal briyim, healthy people also drink it. But the Mishnah says that also listed on the items that one is allowed to use for Shabbos, on Shabbos is you can't use the made to kalim and kosi karin because those are obvious for medicinal purposes, and therefore Rashi says eino machal briyim, and therefore those would not be able to be drunk. But it sounds like there's a problem of refuah on Shabbos. But what about drinking them during the week? That would be okay. That's not a problem. That's the pasha. So says the Gemara here on Kuf Yud Amud Beis. Liyarkona train b'shechom miyaker umishari. Is this mutter in general? You're saying it's only yasser on Shabbos b'shem refuah. But is it mutter if one of the side effects is going to be to sterilize, to make sterile a person? Vatanya minayla serious badav shuasser. Right, being misares, causing destruction to the reproductive organs of a person or an animal is usser. Minayla serious badav shuasser. Tamalomar uba artzachem lo sasu. In your land, you shall not do. Different pshatim in the Gemara and the Rishonim, how to understand the following drasha. Bachem lo se asu. So we darshan in Eretz, lachem, bachem, in you, lo ta asu. It should not be done. We darshan, Rashi says, kari be lo te asu. Divrei Bechanina. So either way, Lamaisa, whatever the drasha is, which we're not our topic now, the Gemara says that you're not allowed to do something in that's going to result in serus of a person. So how are you allowed to take this medicine at all? So the Gemara says, Hanimili hechaduka machavein. That's only if you had kavana. If you had kavana to be masari, says that if that's what your focus is, so then that would be a problem. Hacha me'atzmahu. Here it happens by itself. What does that mean? That's not your kavana? That ena miskavein? So there is the Shita L'Ran here that says that it doesn't literally mean deka machavein, but it means that you're not handling that aver. The Shita L'Ran here quotes the Ra'ah. The lav daka kamachavein, elahachi kamarhani mili hecha de kamachavein lasari soso aver atzmo. If you focus on that one aver, avalo machavein klomar, sheinu nogeya be'aver klal, elisha goreim lasirus. It's grama, ula sirus memela ka'asi, avagav de kamachavein lasirus, shari. Right, that would be mutter. Okay, so that was the Gemara says that there is a limit. There is a limit, and therefore it is mutter. So says the Gemara. Damar Yochanan Arotzer she yasaris tarnagol yito karbaltu mustaris me'elav. Says the Gemara. I v'amar Rav Ashi ramas ruchu denikitale. No, it's not really true by those animals. It's just ramas rucha that they act in a certain way. So the Gemara says el basaris. Maybe it means a saris that was already misuras and therefore it's not a problem. Okay, the Gemara gets into here the issue of saris. Our topic for today is going to be the issue of davar sheinu miskaven and psik resha in the case of saris. And again, some yisodos come up from the sugya for the general issue of kala tora kula. Ask the Tosfos, ask all the Rishonim, why is this even an issue? Don't we paskin davar sheinu miskaven is mutter? Right, we know there's a machlokas Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds aser, Rabbi Shimon holds mutter. So we paskin like Rabbi Shimon. So isn't this a davar sheinu miskaven that the siris would be caused? That's Tosfos' kasha. And Tosfos first quotes the She'iltos. The She'iltos, and we can look at it in the original, the She'iltos of Rav Achoigon in She'ilta Kufhei. He asked this question, and he says, V'yavagav de lo machavein k'reb Yehuda da'abar davar sheinu miskaven aser. Says the She'iltos, you're right. Our Gemara is according to Rabbi Yehuda. Right, according to Rabbi Shimon, this would be mutter. So why does the Gemara focus on Rabbi Yehuda? Don't we paskin like Rabbi Shimon? That's where the She'iltos has his chiddush, that we don't paskin like Rabbi Shimon across the board. Ubis Shabbos, who desfiral on Rabbi Shimon? On Shabbos, regarding Hilchos Shabbos, there we pass in like Rabbi Shimon. Aval b'chol atzara kulak Rabbi Yehuda da Amar davar she'ena miskavein aser. But in general, we pass in Rabbi Shimon miskavein aser outside of Hilchos Shabbos. There it's not befarious, but if you look in the Tosfos, the way Tosfos formulates it, and there's a very long hemek shela of the Netziv, about 10 pages on that line of the she'eldos. Says the Shiltos quoted in Artosis. Well, my Shafaris Bishiltos taught to Usser Lishtos Samadakrasa, Hainu Kreb Yehuda, Domar Dovashim is Kavin Usser, the Avagat the Kamal Kreb Shimon Deshari, Hainu Dafka Bishabis, Mishum de Beinon Malechas Machsheves. Malechas Machsheves, which is usually the basis for halachos, here the Shiltos uses it as a basis for psak, which is an interesting, different type of application. Aval Bechal Tarakula, Svirlan Kreb Yehuda. That is the She'iltos. Again, there are many different questions on the She'iltos because there seem to be many different cases in Shas that go like Rabbi Shimon, even outside of Hilchos Shabbos. Tosfos asks too. V'ei nira l'ri. The B'chol HaTorah Kula, Kaimalan Rabbi Shimon Deshari. Really, in Kol HaTorah Kula, we hold like Rabbi Shimon. Kidamashra, Tosfos quotes two cases. Kidamashra, L'el B'perek HaMotzi. First look in earlier here in our Masech, the Darmin and Rabbi Yochanan Savar, Kistam Mishnah de Nazir. Chofes Umafaspes. Right, so a Nazir is allowed to comb his hair in a normal way, as long as it's not done hard, and hairs might not fall out. So you see there, we pass on like Rabbi Shimon in the case of Naziris. V'hainuk Rabbi Shimon, Deshari Dever, Shinim Eskavein. V'chein Mashra, B'perek Psuli HaMakdashin, also in Mechoros. The Shmuel Savak Rabbi Shimon, Bechol HaTorah Kula, the Darvish Shein Miskavin Shari Gabi Amekiz Dam Bibachar, where somebody is bloodletting a Bechar. The Pasak Shmuel Hasam Rabbi Shimon, the Shari Lahakiz, that you're allowed to be Mekiz Dam, maybe causing a wound. Uparach Ad Hashtal, Oshmin and Shmuel Darvish Shein Miskavin Mutter, Darvichi Barashi Vachulu. So you see there that it's within the world of Rabbi Shimon. Satosis does not like this suggestion of the Shiltos, and again, other Rishonim quote other Gemaras that seem to point in this direction as well. Tosis' answer himself says, Vahacha Asi Afilu Rabbi Shimon, aye, Rabbi Shimon holds Davar Shinim Eskavein as Mutter, so why here is it Aser? Tosis says, because this is not a Davar Shinim Eskavein. This is a case of Psik Resha, where it's for sure going to happen. The Psik Resha who Devadai Yistares, Pishtias Kosi Karin. Why Rabbi Shimon would agree here? Because it's a case of Psik Resha. Not a case of Davar Shinim Eskavein. Before we continue in that shita, let's go back for a second. So why doesn't the Shiltos assume that this is a Psik Resha? Right? What is the Machlokas and Metzius? Right? Says the Me'iri. The Me'iri has one line explaining that even why, how could you not say that this is a case of Psik Resha? Says the Me'iri, because not every person would it be Nistaris. Shema Inkam Psik Resha, Shiksas B'nei Adam Shosin Ve'ein Ne'akarin. So there's two Chidushim in the Me'iri. Number one, you might say, it's a vadai for this person, but it's a slay for a different person. So that's already called a Darvish Shinim Eskavein, not a Psik Resha, even if it's, you go by certain people. Number two, what it's pretty suffik, it's a very small miut, it seems. So that would be called a Darvish Shinim Eskavein. So they talk about Karov L'Psik Resha. The post can talk about Karov L'Psik Resha. Very, very probable that it's going to happen. So the post can say that if it's very, very probable, that might already be called Psik Resha, not Davar Shinim Eskavein. Either way, but that's how the Me'iri suggests that maybe it's not a Psik Resha if there are some people that it won't affect. The Tshuva, the Rivash, Tshuva's Rivash has a big Tshuva about Psik Resha, Davar Shinim Eskavein. So there he has the opposite diuk from our Gemara. He assumes that it is not a Davar Shinim Eskavein. He quotes our Gemara, he goes through each of the Gemaras about Psik Resha and Shas, and then he quotes, V'yim kidvarecha t'kol she'ef sharshi matze adam echad, al tzad azarus, she'yotza me'osoka lovi Psik Resha, if you're going to tell me that if as long as you could find one person that it won't be Psik Resha for, then it's not a Psik Resha, hacha ha'ef sharshi yimsa adam chazak, ha'tolada, shelo yisarsenu ha'samahu, k'dam rinim perakam ha'pelas, ika gufa d'lo makabal sama d'napsa. Right, different bodies are different. So why wouldn't you be able to learn our Gemara like that? That it's not going to be Usser because it's not Vadai. So Ella says the Rivash, the fact that our Gemara assumes it is Usser, he goes like Balei HaTosfos, Ella should never borrow, She'ein holfin b'mitzvos HaTorah ela achar hadvarim hamurgalim, v'lo achar masha yikre altsad hazaris. You don't go by once in a while. V'cheinikra davar psik resha al bishim haya davar anase b'zeh amalacha b'tchuna acheres lo psik resha. Still, it's going to be Usser in that in that regard. So he has the opposite diuk of our Gemara. Okay, but either way, answer number one, isn't our Gemara, well, how can our Gemara say, oh, sir, isn't it, what about Rabbi Shimon? Number one, we don't pass on like Rabbi Shimon in Hilchah Shabbos, because we only pass on like Rabbi Shimon in Hilchah Shabbos, but not in Kol HaTorah Kula, because it's Dinah Melechas Machsheves by Shabbos. Number two, Tosas says it's Psik Resha, and that's why even Rabbi Shimon would agree here. The Rishonim, Tosas doesn't mention this, but the Ramban, and the Ritva, and the Meiri, and all the other Rishonim say, even Lashitas Ha'aruch, the Aruch, who we had a shir on a couple of weeks ago, of Segresha de lo Nichale. Segresha de lo Nichale is Mutter. That was the sheet of the Aruch that was quoted earlier in Tosfos on Dav Kuf, in the Kuf Gimel Maralev. Tosfos quoted the sheet of the Aruch. Segresha de lo Nichale could go into Ka'avid Ba'ar de Chavre, Ba'acher Shina Oavova, Kotis Baheres, Mutter Lachachila, Bafilus de Rabban Aleka. Says the Rishonim here, even according to the Aruch, Segresha de lo Nichale is Mutter, that is only in Hilchah Shabbos. The Shiltos had one chiluk between Shabbos and Kol HaTorah Kula. The Rishonim rejected that chiluk, but they say the following chiluk, that when it comes to Segresha de lo Nichale, so there the Aruch would agree that it's at least Aser Midra Rabbanan in this case. Hani Mili, Lenin Shabbos V'yantiv. I'm reading from the Ritva. Kachol Hani de Maisi La'el, of a Bashar Mili, called the Segresha, Aser L'Rabbi Shimon. What's the raya? What's the raya that even Segresha lo Nichale is going to be usher in other contexts outside of Shabbos? So they all quote the Gemara in Zvachim Adaf Sadi Aleph, where the Gemara talks about somebody who is Misnadev Yayin. Somebody says, I'm going to be Misnadev to sprinkle wine on the Mizbeach. Says the Gemara Amar Shmuel, HaMisnadev Yayin Mevi Umizalfo Al Gabe Ishim. Somebody could bring it and sprinkle it on the fire. Somebody's not misadev wine for nesachim, but mamish for the mizbeach. So you sprinkle the wine on the mizbeach. My time, Amar Krov, Yain Takriv Lanesa Chatzia Hin Yishei Rechichol Hashem. Ask the Gemara Vaka Machabi. But I isn't a kibui. Psik Reishas, how is it mutter? Vaka Machabi, says the Gemara, as the answer, kibui, but mixas lo shmei kibui. No, that's not a problem. That's not usser. H Tukat is only if you put the whole fire out. The lo kapit krus says Rashi ela aish tami tukar la mizbeach, and therefore this wouldn't be a problem. Where it continues and goes into other similar cases, but he has to be shown him. But what do you mean? It's a psik reisha lo nichale according to the Aruch. He doesn't want the fire to go out, so why would it be usser? So it must be that in other contexts outside of Shabbos, psik reisha lo nichale is usser even according to the Aruch. Va'arayel, just to read it now from the Ritva, midarina pergizvachan perakolatadir, misadiv yayim mizalf agab yishim, uparchinad v'ha machabe, v'yav agab delo machavein, ha'havi lepsik resha. V'hazam v'adil lo nichale b'kibi agachalim, v'nachon hu. But that is all a second approach to the sukkah. A question on this approach, some ask, is that, here's a machlokas we've shown him, regarding if somebody drinks the kosher likaran. Is that siris da'araisa, or is that siris Durabanan. There are those that say that it's Siris Durabanan. Maybe it's not with a physical destroying the Aver. Maybe it's a type of Grumma, but it'd be Durabanan. So if it's Durabanan, so then you're getting into the Sugis of Psikresha B'Durabanan, which itself is a Machlokas. Machlokas, Trumas Hadeshin discusses this, Psikresha B'Durabanan. A double Durabanan is for sure going to be Mutter. But if Psikresha B'Durabanan itself is a Machlokas, so then the Rishonim would be saying that if Psikresha B'Durabanan is Usser, which isn't terrible, but again, that would be taking a stand on that issue. Okay, but there's a third idea. There's a third idea how to understand this Gemara, and maybe it's a Chiddush in Siris. It's a Chiddush in Siris specifically, and that's the Chassam Sofer here on our Gemara. Says the Chassam Sofer, Dover Sheinim Miskavein, Mutter, in Kol HaTorah Kula and in Hilchah Shabbos are Mutter for different reasons. Different reasons why it's Aser. After all, Shabbos, you have a source called Melechat Machsheves, Aser Torah. Dover Sheinim Miskavein, and outside of Hilchah Shabbos, Rabbi Shimon says it by Nazir. There's no Melechat Machsheves there. Right, so therefore, why is it mutter there? There's no Melech Lachsheves. Says Chassam Sofer, Svara. Deshar Isurim Misvara Pater Detam Ha'Isur Letach L'Shem Kavana. Because we could assume that the Torah asers something because of a certain Kavana involved. That's why this thing is Aser. V'meino Na'aseh L'Osotach. Listen, if it is not done for that purpose, Kagon. Lovish Kilayim. If somebody wears kilayim, not because they want to wear kilayim, but because they want to show their wares, they want to show the clothing to others. Lo v'taklis levisha kiim lahaver ameches, or to wear it to get rid of, not pay taxes, because the clothing that you wear, you don't pay taxes on pater. So that's going to be not going to be usher d'oraisa, even though you're doing the act. But because you're doing it for a different purpose, it's not going to be Asur Daraisa. So by other Isurim, by Kala Tzarakula, we could assume that it's not the act itself that's Asur, it's the act along with the purpose that you're doing the act. So when it's a davar she'ena miskaven, you don't have kavana for that ultimate purpose of the act, then misvari you're going to be pater, because this is not what the Torah asserted. Uma she'en kein b'Shabbos. But on Shabbos, even without the ultimate purpose, you're still going to be chayef for the maisa. She'chayef afilu madlik ner b'tzarayim. Shelo l'shum tachlis. You're going to light a candle in the middle of the day where it doesn't help you at all. It doesn't serve a tachlis. It's still going to be asur daraisa. V'hayisvar l'chayef afilu ein miskaven. And therefore, on Shabbos, you would have thought that even Davar She'eino Miskaven is going to be Usur, because, after all, you're doing the act. So who cares that it's not being done for that purpose? Mishum Hachi Tzarakor Melechad Machsheves. That's why for Shabbos, you need the Pasuk of Melechad Machsheves. By other Averas, you just need to say it's Misvara, and here's Melechad Machsheves. The Kakazim B'Shuvas Chavas Yarka Rashba. Hinei, but now we get to Sirus. Says the Chassam Sofer, Sirus is like Shabbos. Sirus is like Shabbos, and there's no Petura Melechad Machsheves. Im Kain, Hacha B'Mesari Shagam Kain, it be the Torah B'Lishum Kavanas Tachlis. Torah is not mentioned in the Tachlis. Why? How do you know? The next line of the Gemara that comes up here in our daf. She'afilu B'Mesari Sacher Mesari Schayev. Even Sirus done after Sirus, a person's already Mesuras, and you make it more Mesuras. You further mutilate the Eiver. Hari Afilu B'Machamez Al-Machamez B'Machamez V'Chulu. You're still chayiv, even though you're doing it. It's already done, really. So you're not really accomplishing anything. And so the Torah says it's asur. So it must be the act itself is a problem. And therefore, it's going to be asur even without the kavana. You don't have the svara p'tur, and you don't have melech l'chsheves p'tur. That's why sirus bedafka is going to be asur in this regard, even according to Rabbi Shimon. Good. So this is a little discussion of the Gemara, Davar She'eino Miskaven, three different answers. Shiltos, about Psak is different between Shabbos and Kol HaTorah Kulo, we pass like Rabbi Yehuda here, and Tosfos that it's Psak Resha, and the Chassam Sofer that Sirus is unique. What would be the Svara to say that, going back to the number one, that the Shiltos would say that Meleches Machsheves would impact Psak? We know Melech Machsheves impacts definition. Malacha Shein Esrich Lagufa, Mekalkel Misasek, Shinui Grama, Shir LaMalacha maybe, right? The definition of a Malacha might be determined by Melech Machsheves. Most of the time, Lakula, once in a while, Lachumra, right? We have Lachumra, we have the Gemara in Baba Kama, that Zore, the Malacha of winnowing is like Grama-ish, but because it's Melech Machsheves, you're still going to be Chayev. Well, we had the Rashba a couple of days ago in the Gemara that talks about the Gemara says if you erase two Zions, so then if you erase the roof on top of a Ches and make it into two Zions, you're going to be chayef for writing on Shabbos. So the Rashba says, if it's good enough for Shabbos, so it's good enough for Ksiva on Sefer Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzah as well. And the Ran argues, what are you talking about? On Shabbos, Melechad Machsheves. So here, your Kavana was done. That's a Chumrah. Mashenken in Ksiva, Sefer Torah, it wouldn't be done. Okay, so you see it applies to, and it's mechalek within definitions. But why should it make a difference in terms of psak halacha? Why would we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda in one, in Kol HaTorah Kula, and like Rabbi Shimon in the other? So two ideas. Number one, the Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer says usually Davar She'eino Miskaven Mutter is based on 2 points. Based on 2 points. Number one, it's tarti l'greusa, so to speak. Number one, it's eino miskaven. And number two, the second act is usually a malacha shenitzri chalagufa, right? Because you're not doing it for that purpose of that act. That's what you usually have for the p'tur. But when it comes to the other areas of halacha, you don't have the second aspect of malacha shenitzri chalagufa. Says the Chassam Sofer, Shatam Tam Mitzray Bishimin Matir B'Dav Shem Miskaven Lagamrei Veina Oso Akabana Midra Abana Mishum Sheis Tarti Lagreusa Gam She'eino Miskaven VeGam Adera Klal HaMalacha Shnia Hanasa Shelo B'Miskaven Hi Malacha She'en Tzrich LaGufa. And the Bishimin says Malacha She'en Tzrich LaGufa is Mutter, but in other areas of Malacha there is no principle of Malacha She'en Tzrich LaGufa. That's not Shayach. Nothing to talk about. And that's why it would be Usser in other areas. According to the Shiltos. That's one suggestion. Another suggestion is given based on Rabbi Kiva Eger. Kiva Eger in the Tosfos Rabbi Kiva Eger on Mishnayos in Parachat, he says maybe it's kind of like a Sfeika Dedina. Kind of a Sfeika Dedina between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. So therefore, there'd be a difference between Shabbos and Kol Torah Kula. Why? Because Balei Tosfos, both in Yuma and here in Shabbos, we had earlier on Daf Mem Aleph, right? And Rashi says it also later on that even Rabbi Yehuda, who holds Darvish and Miskavin as Aser in Shabbos, only says that that's Aser Midrabanan in Shabbos. In Kol Torah Kula, it could be Aser Daraisa, but Melech Machshevin at least knocks it down to a Drabanan. That's the long Tosfos on, not so long, Mem Aleph Mabes here in Shabbos. Pirish, v'chol ha-Torah kula, chutz mi-Shabbos, asur min ha-Torah. Avot tziruf, degabi Shabbos, lo asur e-miskavein ele mi-drabanan. Dekiva de-miskavein, lo have melechet machsheves. V'shari, dein shvus be-mikdash. That's what Tosfos says here. Tosfos says also in Yuma, daf lamed hey. That, so if that's true, then when it comes to Shabbos, Darvish e-miskavein is really a sveika drabanan. And therefore we'll go la-kula, and we pass it like Rabbi Shimon. But in Kol HaTorah Kula, it's kind of a Sfeika Daraisa, and therefore we'd go like Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that Sfeik Daraisa L'Chumra. Okay, there's a lot about Sirus itself, the Isser, the Tama Aveira, the Sefer HaChinuch discusses this, and the Lamaisa aspects of surgeries and operations, but we'll have to leave that for another time. Okay, we'll stop here.